You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support.
All right, hear ye, the court of the review commission is now in session. All right, everyone, I appreciate all you godfathers and godmothers coming here for this review of Fear City, New York versus the Mafia. All right, we got head of the Luna Eclipse family, Miss Jenna, over here.
Yeah, how are you guys doing? I'm here today.
Oh, looks like that came from the wiretap. It's all right. And then we got Adrian El Critico.
You know, I heard that you review movies.
We review many things, my friend. Many, many things. And we got 3T Trevor.
You don't even have the courtesy to call me godfather.
I called you godfather earlier. What is this? Am I funny to you? Do I amuse you like a clown? Anyway. Fluffy Mindy over here, and I will just say, this review will be informative and enlightening to the listeners, and if it doesn't, we just blame it on little Chrissy and go get some calzone. All who agree, say aye.
Aye.
Fucking aye.
Aye.
And that counts for two heads.
Fluffy Mindy the Knuckle.
Indeed. So yes, we are reviewing Fear City, New York versus the Mafia, a 3-episode docuseries on Netflix. Would anyone like to say the synopsis? It is pretty straightforward.
Yeah, I will not do an Italian accent. I apologize, my Italian brethren. That was a horrible accent. But the synopsis, yeah, that was pretty bad. The synopsis is we are getting a police bird's eye view of how they battled the mafia in New York City from the 70s into the late 80s. And it just documents all the economic, psychological, and physical changes that the mafia had their hand in New York City. And this is amazing to me because, I mean, I lived in New York. All the buildings they were talking about, I never knew was built with dirty money. But this definitely confirms that New York City is Gotham. So we need our Batman. Yes.
And apparently it's Rudy Giuliani. Yes, this documentary focuses specifically on the 80s FBI investigation that eventually became the Mafia Commission trial, which was the takedown of the leaders of the 5 major New York Mafia kingpins, that being the Gambino, Colombo, Bonanno, Lucchese, and Genovese families, and how under a law called the RICO Act, essentially, if you orchestrated crimes to take place, you could be blamed for it. You didn't actually have to do it. And so this massive, massive, specifically wiretapping investigation was able to nail all 5 of these major families, specifically in regards to construction of all the massive, massive skyscrapers going on in New York. And just all the things that were happening in regards to the trials and tribulations of getting these wiretaps and then ultimately the trial and its outcome. So how did y'all feel about this documentary, about its information, about its structure, about all the things?
It's a documentary. It is a 3-episode documentary series that absolutely 100% should have been a feature-length documentary film. That's kind of my overarching review of this, is that it's just too long. There's a little too much fat here that could have been trimmed. I think somebody told them somewhere along the line, true crime on Netflix sells, but only if it's a series. So it really feels like that they took a decent talking head Discovery Channel documentary, History Channel documentary, and padded it out to 3 episodes. But as far as the information goes, as far as a podcast to have on in the background while you're making dinner or whatever, I mean, I think this was okay. Like, it sold me on it. I'm into the mafia. I didn't know this story. It was engaging on that level. But as a documentary, I wasn't particularly thrilled with it.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that I just didn't like this even slightly. They took everything about the mob, and they took everything about gangster movies, and took everything that makes it cool just right the fuck out. And what we're left with is just basically the exposition side of a mobster flick done in a very kind of plain and boring fashion. This feels like it could have been something kind of like what Trevor mentioned, you could just listen to in the background. And even then, I just really didn't care. It felt more so like the police takeover of New York as opposed to a documentary about the mafia. And it's just really kind of amateurish. As far as docuseries go on Netflix, this didn't even have the kind of flash to feel like something more than just an infomercial in a way, or something more than just carrying information.
I don't know. There were plenty of scenes in this that had a lot of flash. I think it fell under the problem that a lot of particularly American documentary series and documentaries fall into, which is you're trying way too hard to be interesting. And so as a result, they have a lot of shots that are really artistic. Like, you have one of the former mafia guys, he's sitting in like a boxing gym with the shadow from the shades falling on his face as he's talking about things. Sometimes you have things that are put in TVs inside your own TV and showing like commercials and things through that. You've got this one guy where all you see him is his eyes through the car rearview mirror, and it's just like, sometimes they were interesting. Like, at the beginning of the very first episode, it's all about the 70s and the drugs and all that, and it really did feel like you were drugged up in the 70s. But many times it bordered and really hit hard into just being distracting. And it's like, guys, you don't need to try this hard to make the subject matter cool. It's all about the mafia. They kill people and they steal all the money and then they ruled New York. Plus, it's about one of the biggest takedowns of the mafia bosses ever. You don't need to add things to make it interesting. It already is.
I was trying to, like, remember things and try to figure out what I really liked about it. But now that I really had time to kind of sit on it, I just don't think this was necessary. Everything you all said, I completely agree with. It reminded me of the 90s kind of unsolved mysteries in its format. We've had better documentaries done, shown on Netflix. Pretty sure there's other more comprehensive and nuanced documentaries that isn't centered on kind of like pro-police, pro-FBI propaganda. At the end of the day, this is like your intro, like dummies for mafia or mafia for dummies or conspiracy theories. Now that I think about it, I didn't really like this documentary at all. I want my money back. Thank you.
And I think you kind of hit it with the whole comprehensive thing, because it's three episodes. The first one kind of talks about how the mob runs the city. The second one majorly focused on how they got the wiretaps into everything. And then the last one focused on the trial, kind of. But the thing is, other than the very minutia of this is how we got the wiretap into this location, there wasn't a lot of explanation as to the situation. It didn't really tell how the mob was infiltrating every aspect of New York society, and in turn, mobs across the country. That was said in like a sentence, and it's like, well, how? And then for the last one, it didn't really show how the trial was going along or anything like that. I mean, they explained one of the jurors had a cross that she wore, but not these were the points, the high points and the low points of the trial. And I think it goes back to what you were saying, Trevor, about being fluff. If this had been like a 9-episode series where you could have had a lot more information about how the mob ruled New York and how the police also contributed to it to make it less pro-cop FBI propaganda, if they did more about these are the exact things that were focused on in the wiretappings, this is the way the trial went, this is what happened after the fallout, things like that, it would have been a lot more interesting, a lot more engaging. But as it said, the only thing that they really focused on was, this is how we put a wiretap in the phone and in the car and in the restaurant. And it's like, well, I mean, that's interesting, but it's also minutia.
It is interesting. And that's the part that I think engaged me the most. That was definitely the most genuine kind of emotional tension. And they even built moments up in the wiretap stories that never paid off. Like, you thought they were going somewhere and they didn't.
That was one of my big things. It's like, I think it's like the Columbo family where they were bugging a restaurant. And, you know, they set it up as like, we heard somebody's like, wait, is that wire shouldn't be there, and pulled it and it was dead. And then the other people who were former mob members are like, yeah, we knew they were listening in on us. And then they go through all the other families and their wire traps. And then it gets back to him and it's like, oh no, the mob found out. Is it going to affect the entire operation? What's happening? And then it's like, so we just went back and we put in a new one and it was hidden better. Yeah. It's like, that was it. I spent a very long time in anticipation. Oh, okay. That was anticlimactic.
Yeah.
What do you feel about the information that it given? There's no point making a documentary unless you have good information. So did you feel like it achieved its objective as to its relevance, as to what it was trying to say?
Information-wise, I think they can only say so much. I feel like it's set up in a way where it gives you just enough information, but it has to be accessible to everybody. So I think they did a good job in explaining how the cops and the FBI executed their plans. But I don't think this documentary was intended to be about the mafia. It was more so about how they got caught. And it was really kind of pro-FBI propaganda because it conveniently left out a lot of information about how the mob did work with a lot of local police departments in the New York Police Department, and the long sort of history about, you know, informants and things of that nature. It's enough information to get you started down the rabbit hole. But if you're looking for something a little bit more detailed, a little bit more nuanced, something that actually comprehensively covers all the consequences of the mafia controlling New York City, working with politicians, working with billionaires, and the implications that had on policy in New York City, this is not the documentary for that. This was dramatized. I kind of like the way it was dramatized. I didn't have an issue with that. I feel like if they didn't do that, this would have been really boring. But I also understand that this is a paint by numbers, very much just your intro to conspiracies. And it's pro-FBI propaganda, period.
Well, see, and in my day job, I'm a crime reporter at a local news website. So, like, crime stuff and trial stuff is really in my lane. And another thing that did key with me is one aspect of criminal justice that I don't get to deal with being from a small town is RICO. And having that kind of explained to me and what that is and how that works, which is really the focus of this documentary. If I were to give this a correct name, it wouldn't be New York versus the Mafia. It would be New York Tries RICO.
Right, you especially know, the kind Judgment of the Day arc episode.
And then that's the arc is like, oh, we had never heard of this RICO thing. We thought they were crazy. Oh, this might just work. Oh, and it worked. But the problem is we have to set up the mob as the bad guys. We have to set up La Cosa Nostra as the bad guys in order to make this a redemptive story for New York. And they do a pretty good job of that. These guys are killing each other. They're motherfucking each other. They're having affairs. Like, they do a lot of not really good stuff. Now, for some of these people, for the ones we get interviewed, that seems to be brushed away, frustratingly. But then on the other end, the good guy is Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah.
And the New York Police Department. And right now, that's just not the narrative that I'm itching to hear. It just really isn't.
A lot of people aren't.
To jump off of what Jenna was saying, this felt less like a documentary about the mob taking over New York, as it felt like a documentary about the police getting rid of the mob so that then they could take over New York. When something's presented so kind of plainly, it's kind of easy to see through it, to see, like, I feel like there's another intention here that I don't really dig.
Yeah.
And even if you are okay with that setup of mafia bad, Giuliani and cops good, even at the end, it's like, you know, it sets us up as this big victory in the fall of these mobster families. And then it has sort of a toss away sentence of, but who knows what the future will bring? And it's like, we know the mob is still there. And the fact that you're not showing the after effects and how this had any effect on modern mob is you dropping the ball, dude. You can't just set this up as though, oh, I wonder what happened with the mob after this big downfall, and then not go into it. That was irritating.
I mean, really, this is like sitting down at a table with the prosecutors while they tell you the story of how they did it. I mean, that's really what this is from beginning to end. It's just Giuliani and his team, and this is their bar story. This is the story about how I took down the mob.
Yeah, I'm putting at this kind of frustrated in the sense that, like, I really do like media about the mafia because it's inherently pretty interesting. Although tragic and kind of fucked up, in the same way that true crime is interesting, you just can't help but get fascinated with it. And this actually has the structure of a mob film. It kind of has that same like three act structure with these three episodes, yet it removed the sex, drugs, and pasta that we get in like a Martin Scorsese film.
It mentioned an affair.
It mentioned an affair. I don't know. I was, and I think because of that, I was really struggling to find interest in it. Almost because, like, I feel like I would rather just read about this than get it presented to me so amateurish. Well, not amateurish, but just so plainly, like I mentioned previously. I did think it was kind of funny, though, that it was so dull to me that there's a point where they're basically explaining a car chase or how you follow someone with your car during an investigation. And that should be something really cool. And I just couldn't really even get into that. I thought that was so boring. Like, just show me a dramatization or something.
But the dramatizations they did have, how well did they do? Because sometimes they felt just kind of out of place.
It seemed really odd, the things that they chose to dramatize. Like, mundane stuff. You know, I appreciate visual aid and how they install a wiretap in a car dashboard. But then there are other things where it's just like guy walking down the hall, and you know this is not archival footage. They do not have some video from 1986 of Lieutenant Hathaway walking down the hallway in a very somber manner. You know that's a recreation, but why did we go to the, like, what is it about that image that you want to convey to us other than we just didn't have any B-roll to use under this audio? Adrian, I don't want to say it's amateurish either, but there is something about this where it seems like we had a big bag of tricks that we learned and we wanted to use them all to kind of make the reading of the Wikipedia page on this trial seem a little sexier.
I just wanted to go back a few statements to the pasta, drugs, or wait, you said sex, pasta, sex, drugs, and pasta. Was that what you said, Adrian?
Yeah.
I need you to make the real documentary. In fact, y'all should go watch Adrian's documentary that just got funded by Netflix called Sex, Drugs, and Pasta. Because that just would have been so much more interesting than Fear City. And I feel like there's a format and a way for you to present information, even if it is kind of paint by numbers or just facts. There's just so many other better documentaries that are much more provocative and controversial that it's just not that. To me, like, it's interesting, but it's really not. So, yeah, check out Adrian's Netflix documentary coming out in 2022.
Yeah, the one that they're definitely going to fund.
Right?
So how about we get into final thoughts? Trevor, how about you start us off?
Like I said, this is like Giuliani and his team sitting around in a circle and telling you the story about how they did it. I think there is an interesting aspect to be pulled out of that narrative, but you have to understand that's what it is. And I don't know that that's necessarily what I was even sold when I watched the trailer for this documentary or even when I started it in the first few minutes. I really think it's overlong. This clocks in at just over 2.5 hours. Amongst the three episodes, this could have been 2 hours easy. I think that would have helped it along. Or if you could have actually expanded the story instead of taking such a narrow slice, would have been much better.
So what rating do you give it?
Yeah, I got to give it a rating. I think I'm just over the hump on it just because I think it is an entertaining podcast. I think it is something you would be interested in listening to as you're cooking dinner for the evening. I'm going to give this 6 out of 10 steaming bowls of pasta fagioli.
And how about you, Jenna?
Yes, this is a great... If you want to go to your local police department and have a tour and get lollipops at the end... This is exactly what this documentary felt like. I like the flavor of my lollipop, but this tour is trash. I don't like the fact that this eliminated a lot of socioeconomic consequences within New York City. They completely disregarded racial tensions between Italians and African Americans during the 70s and 80s. Again, the political corruption and just how the FBI still was hand in hand with the mafia. So they conveniently left out a lot of things, which makes me question the integrity of this documentary. So I give it 5 out of 10 jurors who looked extremely uninterested.
And you, Adrian?
Yeah, I'm not saying that this is like fact or a rule, but I really like documentaries that feel like movies more so than just regular documentaries. This did nothing for me. This did nothing for me with a subject that I'm really, really into. And it was so uninteresting that I really got to notice how much it feels like propaganda. And that's something that I kind of wasn't expecting. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck Rudy Giuliani. Yes. I don't know why they decided to put him on here. I mean, I know why they decided to put him on here, but fuck all that. This could have been a podcast. This could have been a YouTube video. I'm sure there are YouTube videos out there that provide the same information in a more interesting way that is not biased. Like, let's give the NYPD a good name. They're gonna have to do a lot more to earn this. If you're not Hamilton, don't be propaganda, because I'll notice it. This sucks. One Martin Scorsese film that I'm gonna be watching instead out of 5.
I agree with a lot of what you guys are saying. I think that they, again, like I said, they're trying way too hard to be cool. And as a result, it feels like they were doing that at the expense of information. What they focused on was this wiretapping procedure and pretty much nothing else. And the wiretapping procedure is only one episode out of 3. So the rest became fluff and barely got into what it was focusing on. Like, I would have loved to find out how exactly the mob ruled New York. I would have loved to find out exactly what was going on in the trial. But instead, it focused on these little tiny details, many of which were interesting, but didn't really give you a whole story unless you knew it already. And my knowledge of the mafia is essentially Godfeathers from Animaniacs, so I really know nothing. And I would have loved to know more. So it's too long for what it is and too short for what it potentially could have been. And while I didn't mind Giuliani being there, it was his big case after all, why the fuck did you put Trump in?
Thank you.
It's just had dashes of, ooh, Trump Tower and mafia, and having him be at the center of some of this construction conspiracy and then did nothing with it. It's like, wait, is he involved? Was he the mafia's bitch? What's going on? Why do I have to see his stupid face if you're not going to do anything with it?
That was annoying as hell. And yes. I don't want it to sound like I'm defending the guy, because I'm not. But, like, they walk right up to the line of accusing him of some shit. They don't, but they make sure to walk. And it just, it feels gross. It feels salacious.
It does.
For the sake of being salacious. And I'm like, man, either put his name on some shit or leave it the hell alone. Like, that's not why I'm here.
Exactly. So, I mean, this one's interesting if you like police procedurals, but only watch the middle episode, really, because that's the only one you're going to get some decent information from. So I am going to give it 4 times Rudy Giuliani is really trying to relive his glory days out of 10. Because they even mentioned that in the documentaries. Like, we made fun of him for the fact that he just loved being on TV talking about this. And you could tell when they got to him, they was like, yep, I'm on TV again. Being able to talk about me, isn't it great? And it's like, is it, Rudy? Is it?
Agreed.